First Book of Samuel, Chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroim, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to Yahweh of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of Yahweh, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But to Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But Yahweh had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because Yahweh had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of Yahweh, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why do you weep, and why do you not eat, and why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? And so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. And now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of Yahweh. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to Yahweh, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Yahweh of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid, and remember me, and not forget your handmaid, but will give to your handmaid a man-child, then I will give him to Yahweh all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before Yahweh, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she'd been drunk. But Eli said to her, How long will you be drunk? Put away the wine from yourselves. Hannah answered and said, No, my master, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh. Do not count your handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken to this point. And then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the Elohim of Israel grant you your petition that you've asked of him. She said, Let your handmaid find grace in your sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early, and worshipped before Yahweh, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and Yahweh remembered her. And for this reason it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of Yahweh. And the men Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to Yahweh the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child is weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may be appearing before Yahweh, and there stay forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Do what seems to you good. Stay until you've weaned him. Only Yahweh establish his word. So the woman remained, and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour, and a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of Yahweh in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they killed a bullock, and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my master, as your soul lives, my master, I am the woman that stood near you here praying to Yahweh. For this child I prayed, and Yahweh has given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also have I lent him to Yahweh. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to Yahweh. And he worshipped Yahweh there. End of chapter.